Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy heard every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight, we're going to salute that all-pervasive other medium, namely that of television. We'll be listening to all sorts of comedy and music saluting the medium of television. This is not to say that we'll be listening to things by television personalities. Some of them are television personalities. But basically, we're going to be dealing with the subject of television, listening to such diverse sources as the original cast of That Was the Week That Was, Lily Tomlin, Monty Python, Stan Freberg, Gabe Kaplan, David Steinberg. It all depends on what we have time for. And some of these pieces salute specific television programs, namely The Ed Sullivan Show and The Dating Game and a few others that we'll be hearing. There are a lot of spoofs on television commercials. I think most of those tend to be cheap shots and fairly obvious. I haven't heard too many of those that I think are very funny. But let's start out with a song that was performed on the original That Was the Week That Was television show, and I think this is roughly 1964.
Beautiful for rental cars, for living bras and pants, for newlyweds who owe their bliss to antiperspirants. Oh, TV land, oh, TV land, romance depends on thee. Oh, better death than denture breath for irregularity. Oh, beautiful for buffering to banish waves of pain, for florist and no cavities, for anvils in the brain. Oh, TV land, oh, TV land, our health depends on thee. Thy products flood our tired blood from sea to shining sea.
How about some of the old television shows? Father Knows Best. See, I really like that show, Father Knows Best, because I had the same identical family situation. And we were just like the Andersons, only we were completely different. Everybody in that house had a pet name. Betty, the oldest, was Princess. Bud was Son. And Kathy was Kitten. Princess, Son, and Kitten. We also had names. Tramp, Moron, and Retard. Jim Anderson, though, was a father figure. He was too much of a father figure. He was ridiculous. Came home from work, how did he unwind? Just like my father and yours. Took off his jacket and put on another jacket that was exactly the same. Only this one had patches on the elbows. Remember his patches? Yeah. As soon as he had his patches, he could solve problems. Never went anywhere. Want to go out tonight, Jim? Have a few beers with the boys? No, I got to go home. Bud's breaking in a T-shirt. Got to be there. Margaret Anderson was always coming out of the kitchen. Whatever happened, shot to Margaret coming out of the kitchen. For a while, I thought she lived in the kitchen. Little cot, slept in the kitchen. But I found out later that I was wrong, because in the last 2 years of the show, they showed you them in their bedrooms getting woken up in the middle of the night by problems. So they got heavier. Betty would go out on dates and wake them up. Something happened with a boy, you know, try to get fresh or something, right? Margaret slept in a nightgown with a bathrobe. Jim slept in pajamas, tops and bottoms. Problem came up, he changed to a top with patches on the elbows. Suppose Father Knows Best was made today by Norman Lear. makes All in the Family and Sanford and Son. Problems would be different. Bud would come home and tell Jim that he has VD. Jim's patches would pop. Bud would say he caught it from his bicycle seat. One of the shows, Benny would get a diaphragm. Bring it home, hide it in the back of a drawer. Kathy, the little devil, would find it and use it for a hockey puck. Margaret wouldn't know what to do, so she'd bake a cake. Jim and Margaret might decide that they've had enough of each other sexually. I mean, right, it's been a long time, so they joined Springfield Swingers Club. Answer an ad in the Springfield Inquirer. Send the kids away for the weekend. Margaret would get into the mood, make some obscene Jell-O moles. Put them on the table, shake them around. Look at that, Jim. Ain't that something? Anxiously await the other couple. Bell would ring and in would walk Ozzie and Harriet. Ozzie would say, "We like those pictures you sent. We've never seen a naked man with patches on the elbows."
A comic is a hard thing to identify with. You know, how do you have the right to be a comic in this day and age when you have people like Buckminster Fuller and R.D. Lang and Marshall McLuhan to be influenced by? Then I wonder, if I had an opportunity to do anything, would I really do it? Like if God were to say to me, David Steinberg. If God were to say to me, David Steinberg, that would be enough. I think I could roll with that for a bit. If God were to say, David Steinberg, you talk so much, go ahead, do anything you want, I will back you. I'd say, God, once before my life here is over, allow me to appear on the dating game. Because in times of trials, strange things appear to us as salvation. And the dating game is the strangest of things. It's exciting in a surrealistic way. I love this show. The girls who come on the show have to take a test to get on. If they have an IQ anywhere around that of the average plant. They are whisked away to Hollywood, where they're allowed the freedom to create metaphors on national television that would drive Dylan Thomas to drugs. They go number one, and number one is bachelor number one, and bachelor is a television euphemism for virgin. But it's a special kind of virgin if you make eye contact with him. It's the kind of guy that's never gonna get it. And the girl goes, number one, if we were on a date, would you kiss me goodnight on the first date? Hon, number one. Would ya? Here's the plan. I'd be in the number one spot, disguised as a normal person. Kiss you goodnight? No, my dear. Probably what I'd do is take you to the dingiest hotel in town. I'd take out the black whip and the boots. The corset with the red ostrich feathers. I'd probably do wonderful things to you with crazy foam and silly putty. I'd most likely work you into a frenzy with a spatula. I'd have you run around the room in the rubber Annette Funicello Mickey Mouse costume, allowing you to put the ears anywhere you like. In general, I'd work you into a moment of sexual ecstasy, unparalleled in womanhood. And she'd go, Number two.
Now for something completely different. A man with three buttocks.
I have with me Mr. Arthur Frampton, who... Mr. Frampton, I understand that you, as it were... Well, let me put it another way. I believe that whereas most people have two.
Oh, sorry.
Ah, well, Mr. Frampton, is that chair comfortable?
Fine, yeah, fine.
Mr. Frampton, vis-a-vis your rump.
I beg your pardon?
Your rump.
What?
Your derriere. Posterior. Sit upon.
What's that?
Your buttocks.
Oh, my bum!
Well, now, I understand that you, Mr. Frampton, have a 50% bonus in the region of what you sell.
Oh, I got free cheats.
Yes, yes, excellent, excellent. Well, we were wondering, Mr. Frampton, if you could see your way clear to giving us a quick visual. Mr. Frampton, would you take your trousers down?
What? Yeah, get that away. I'm not taking my trousers down on television. What do you think I am?
Please take them down.
No.
Now, look, Mr. Frampton, it's quite easy for somebody just to come along here claiming that they have a bit to spare in the body department. The point is, our viewers need proof.
Oh, I've been on Persian Radio and the Forces Network.
And now for something completely different. A man with three buttocks.
I have with me Mr. Arthur Frampton, who... Mr. Frampton, I understand that you, as it were... Well, let me put it another way. I believe that whereas most people... Excuse me, didn't we do this just now?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, I thought it was the continental version.
My favorite show when I was a kid was a show called Winky Dink. Great thing about Winky Dink was you could participate. Right, you had to buy a screen and paste it on the television. Guy would say, quick kids, draw a bridge. Winky Dink's in trouble. Winky Dink would run across the bridge. Erase it. Bad guy would fall down the water, right? Thing was, nobody ever bought a screen. Everybody just drew right on the television. My father would come home, goddamn Winky Dink on again, look at him. One time I used a crayon that wouldn't come off at all. I knew I was going to get it, so I just drew on every show. Watch My Little Marge, you drew big tits on Mrs. Odette's, you know?
For years, I have had a family problem I could not solve. Dirt, grease, and stains in my family wash. I tried every brand of detergent on the market, but nothing seemed to do the job. Then about a month ago, a man came to the door and asked me to try something new called GER. He said to me, with GER, your problems will be over. Naturally, I was skeptical. But I tried it anyway, and was I surprised. Everything came out perfect, even the tough things. I was so excited, I just had to come on TV and tell you about it. GER contains a new additive called carnivore that seeks out and gobbles up stains like a thousand tiny little piranha fish. To prove it, I have brought some samples from my own family wash. See this diaper? It has been worn 6 days. Disgusting. And look at these grass stains on Billy's chinos. These are really tough. And here, these lipstick stains on my husband's collar. Well, anyway, I am only going to take half a cup of GER. You only need half a cup because it's concentrated. See, you can actually feel it coming on for weeks and weeks now. He's been so indifferent no matter how hard I tried to please him. Because it's concentrated, you save money because you use less and less and less time at home all those nights he said he was going bowling. I had just been kidding myself along like some kind of fool. Well, the hell with you. GER is not only strong, it is safe for even the most delicate washables like the sheer pink negligee he gave me on our 8th anniversary. You never cared about me. All you ever wanted was supper on the table and no responsibility. Well, you want to know something? Billy isn't yours.
Aliens. Every year at this time, the National Space Administration requires all aliens to register. Forms are available at your local post office. Those without forms must appear, however briefly, at the Bureau's astral offices on Nooker Street. Aliens, register now.
Hey, two guys. Just at the age when you're looking for an interesting and exciting career in the military, get into the sky where they can't find you. Higher than you've ever been before, behind the border, as a proud member of the free Mexican Air Force.
Yes, skimming low out of border canyons and across below sea level salt flats, you'll be jockeying the big birds, B-25s, flying uncounted tons of contraband into these United States.
Yes, spreading Mexico's natural resources is a really fine job for any young man of military age. So take off with guys like me in the free Mexican Air Force.
In their hell-for-leather golf carts.
The street people.
Terrifying their own children. Living in a world only they can understand.
They'll bug you. They'll bug your mind.
The street people.
You'll see them in breakfast nooks across the country, smoking cigarettes, drinking martinis, driving two cars.
The straight people.
You'll join them, hanging out at redemption centers, licking glue, making deals with total strangers.
The straight people.
You'll be inside their minds as they say...
Anything more from the supermarket, honey?
More sugar!
The straight people. Now playing in patios and parking lots everywhere from Paranoid Pictures.
This movie has been rated X the Unknown. Positively no one admitted.
Hello, children. Hello. Here is this morning's story. Are you ready? Then we'll begin. One day, Ricky the Magic Pixie went to visit Daisy Bumble in her tumble-down cottage. He found her in the bedroom. Roughly, he grabbed her heaving shoulders, pulling her down onto the bed hurriedly and ripping off her thin... Old Nick, the sea captain, was a rough, tough, jolly sort of fellow. He loved the life of the sea, and he loved to hang out down by the pier where the men dressed as ladies. Rumpelteazer ran the Dinky Tinky shop in the foot of the magic oak tree by the wobbly dum-dum tree in the shade of the magic glade down in Dingley Dell. Here he sold contraceptives and... Well, Mary Stokes was... With a melon... That's all for today, children.
Every week, Ed Sullivan always had an act for the little kids. There was an act for the teenagers. And there was an act for every different ethnic group. That's how his show was based. Make sure every week you got something for everybody. Well, what did he really think about that? Suppose he got a little drunk on his last show. So he said, hey, Ed, come on, it's your last show. Have a drink with us.
All right. Well, here you go to all of you. It's been just wonderful.
It got a little stoned, and after 23 years, Ed Sullivan came out and he said what he really thought about his show and his audience.
Ah, hi. Well, you want to know who's on our show tonight? Well, why don't you look in your damn TV guide? Why do I have to say every week who's on this? All right, let me see it. Is he here tonight? Well, for the Jews, Myron Cohn is gonna tell you some Jew jokes. For the Negroes, James Brown will be out here with some soul crap. Right on. From Italy tonight, here are the magnificent Italian acrobat, the Vachaccio, Vicciaio, Vaccio, Vachaccio. What is that? Oh, is that you? Are you one of the acrobats? Oh, what's your name? Vaccio? Why doesn't he answer me? You speak English? Speak-o Englishy? Well, what's your name, O? Shame to you. Kate Smith made her first appearance back on our show in 1948. And over the years, Kate Smith has graced our stage over 63 times. Now, I'm sick of looking at her. But you open our show tonight. Here, what? Who's in the audience? Girl Scout Troop 114. Well, where are they? Stand up and show us your cookies. But you open the show, the zookeeper in New York's Bronx Zoo, and to show us some zookeeping. And you come in here tonight and give a monkey an enema. So let's hear over here. Well, you youngsters are going to like this. And your National Wildlife Association reminds you that a regular monkey is a happy monkey, right? Bring in your monkey, zookeeper, and sock it to him. Where's your monkey? He doesn't want to do it? Oh, why don't you bring Kate Smith in here? Come on, Kate, we got a surprise for you. We're going to bring your moon over the mountain. She doesn't want to do it either. Where's Topo Gigio? Little faggot mouse. Oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm going home. Well, good night.
Television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got a generation here of staring eyes? The women never bother getting housework done. They just sit around gawking at television. The kiddies never run and playing out of door. On top of that, they never reading books no more. You ask them who's the father of our countryman. They say was either Walt Disney or Ed Sullivan. Oh, television, television. From looking on television, I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and breaks the latch, while grandma she is looking on the wrestling match. She throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says I got him with a step over toe hold. I turn on Elvis Presley and my daughter scream. I fear she have a nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggle waggle to the beat. As a boy he must have had a loose bicycle seat. Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television. I got a weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The children of the country eat their dinner, you bet, but they eat it sitting in front of the TV set. They got pudding in their ears from the north to the south, from eating while watching and missing their mouth. Last night a very unusual thing occurred. The baby he is saying his very first word. I have him on my shoulder for to make him burp. Instead he open his mouth and say, Wyatt Earp. Oh, television, television. Take it away, television, television. I watch the late, late movie and I climb these stairs. Get into bed and have television nightmares, complete with bad commercials that repeat all night, both incompatible color and black and white. Someday my son grow up and want to go to sea, so he probably go and try to join U.S. Navy. He get an aptitude test, man, now here's the rub. They find him best suited for watching Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, television, television, I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on. Sing it again, man, television.
Television,
oh, I got the weak in the eyes, do you know what, likewise, from sitting and looking on television. Videotape
television,
may help somewhat,
television,
but is it art?
Television,
don't make me laugh.
Well, we try to make you laugh here on this program. That was Stan Freberg with Television. Some of the references in that were a bit dated, but I trust you could follow it. At least the older listeners, I'm sure, could follow it. Let's see. We started out with TV Land from That Was the Week That Was. It's lamentable that the last really good television satire was done 20 years ago. We followed that with the first of three pieces by Gabe Kaplan, that one having to do with Father Knows Best. Then The Dating Game, as discussed by David Steinberg. Monty Python with a television interview show. Gabe Kaplan again with Winky Dink. I remember that show very fondly. I've brought it up to people, and some people just didn't see it, but it was a wonderful show. Lily Tomlin with Gurr. That was one really good commercial parody that I could find. Fireside Theater with Station Break, a takeoff on public service announcements. That's a rare 45 there. Monty Python with a takeoff on children's stories. And the last Gabe Kaplan piece about Ed Sullivan, and then Stan Freberg with Television. Let's hear the theme music here, shall we? There we go. So that's this show, theme show having to do with television. Next week's show is also a theme show, and it's one that I call The Birds and the Bees, and it's various comedic treatments of that inevitable moment when Mommy and Daddy tell us where we're coming, where we came from, or actually when we tell little Junior where he came from. And not to worry, it's rated PG, so the kids can listen, but it'll be featuring Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, Jonathan Winters, some others. It's very, very funny stuff. And let's see, what else is there to tell you? The address for any comments, criticisms, whatever, is Bob Klaster with a C, KCRW, also with a C, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. I've been getting some nice mail lately, and I thank those of you who wrote, and I will be responding very soon. And keep them coming. It's nice to hear from you. Nice to know who's out there. Let's see what else. I think that's about it. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next week, this is your host, Bob Klaster, thanking you for listening and reminding you, I keep telling you this, it's important to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.